Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And by the way, coming up in the newsletter straight ahead that you'll be getting this Sunday, you'll be seeing my 2004 predictions followed by what really happened and my score. You'll be able to see how well I did on my predictions for 2004. And then week after this one, you'll be getting my 2005 predictions. Somebody else who's pretty good at predicting is our good friend and our guest this half hour, Judy Lawrence. Judy is a personal financial counselor. She is a budgeting coach. She helps people and small businesses get their budgeting affairs in order. Many of you have seen her on television. You've read her work in a lot of the major publications around the country. She's the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, The Budget Toolkit, which is now, at least the one I have, is fourth edition, folks. That tells you what kind of how much demand there is for this book. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. I'm always happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Judy, you want to talk a little bit about what you call the attitude around giving and receiving. What do you mean?
Well, it's so commercialized right now, and so I like to bring up this whole idea of attitude, because when I work with clients and talk with people, I see that there's so much else going on with the giving and receiving, and part of it is taking a look at what's behind, or what's that motivating piece with the gifts? Since our budgets are so out of whack with gifts, and a lot of times there is a situation where you have an absent parent or an absent spouse who's gone a lot, working a lot, or emotionally not always available, and the tendency can be to try to make up for that lack of a personal attention by lavishing more gifts. And so it's like taking a look at that whole emotion behind the giving, or is it something that you're doing because you think if it's really more expensive, that means you love someone more? Is that what the message is?
Yeah.
Or it can also be part of the... Is there some part of you that doesn't really feel good enough just being who you are, and therefore if you give an expensive gift, it's supposed to make up that difference for who you are? So there's a lot of little
misdirected attitudes.
Those gifts, whether it's business, whether it's personal, whatever it is. And then there's always an obligation. Are you giving out of an obligation?
That's the word that really sticks in my craw, is the obligation thing. And not the obligation... And see, this is where I get accused of being a Scrooge, Judy, because not the obligation so much to give, because when I give things to people, I don't feel obligated to give. But I guess it's, for me, the Scrooge part of me, it bothers me to feel obligated to give because it's Christmas. See, if I want you to have something, and if I think of you in May, and I want you to have something, I want to give you something, I don't say, well, I'll just buy this and put it up and give it to her Christmas. I'm thinking, you know what? I might get run over by a truck before Christmas. Here, take this. Take it now.
Yes, it's true. And then I also have a lot of little, well, grandnieces and nephews that I don't see often in the year. Sometimes it may only be once or twice because we're in different states. But I don't like just sending a bunch of packages to someone. And so if I see a gift and something that's really perfect for someone, I like to just buy it and send it, like you said, at the time. And in a way, then it is more remembered as well. Like, this is a special so-and-so, a gift from them, because they were just thinking of me.
How about this, Judy? I just thought of this. You just helped me think of this.
Good.
This is genius, what I just thought of, Judy. What if we whatever, whenever we give them something, I mean, especially if we're giving people something that is that we know that Christmas is a big deal to them, because Christmas is a big deal to a lot of people. And I don't mean the real meaning of Christmas. I mean the giving of the gifts is a big deal to a lot of people. And what if we, whenever we gave them that gift in June or July or whenever, we put on it Merry Christmas? How about that?
Well, there you go.
See, then we're covered.
We're covered. And then when it's Christmas time and they don't get something, they remember, oh, yes. And then you help them remember
too. What you do then, it's just getting better and better, Judy. What if at Christmas time we send them a card and say, remember what I gave you in August?
I hope you're enjoying
Hope you're still enjoying that wonderful gift I gave you in August. there are non-Scrooges. Most of them are women that are throwing dishes or something at the radio right now. Or maybe turning me off. I don't know. Folks, I'm just having a little fun here on Christmas Eve.
Yes. Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is because there are so many events going on, you know, what are some of your other options for gifts? And I, of course, I'm always seeing that side where often money can be limited, and so we've got to be creative about how can we give. And in many households now, finally, they're starting to draw names and at least do one exchange. And then I know others who are starting to work at the soup kitchens or some community service, and they go as a family to participate as a family, so everyone kind of has a different experience, and they spend more of their time there instead of, you know, around the gifts and everything else.
I have a friend, actually I have several friends that I really admire for this, and I probably ought to do this myself. They, instead of sending their clients and friends gifts, spending money that way, they actually give the money that they would have spent on all that to some charities, and then they send me a nice note and say, here are the charities that we contributed to in your name.
I like that too.
Isn't that nice?
Because
you know what, I also get gifts from people that I do business with that I don't need. I don't use them.
Well, that's the other thing. And then you're almost back in a little bit of that obligation. You get a gift from someone, you don't even want it, you can't even use it, and then you feel a little bit uncomfortable because you're on that other end of it.
Right.
Yeah. And with those giving gifts, there are some really unusual organizations out there. Like one of my favorites is this Heifer Association.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
And, you know, you can give $10 or $15 or $20, $25, and you give someone in some country a chicken or a rabbit or...
Yeah, or a heifer.
Or a heifer.
Yeah, no, they give them a cow.
And these villages are able to sustain because they end up having food from chickens and from rabbits and all that, and they can start little businesses, so...
They actually give these people, some of them get cows, and they get milk and butter and cheese and things like that from... It's a great idea, Judy. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Judy Lawrence is our guest. She's the author of The Budget Toolkit. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some 2005 budgeting ideas. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Judy Lawrence, the author of The Budget Kit. Folks, she sold something under a million copies of this book, right, Judy?
Yes, I have.
But several hundred thousand of these things. And is it fourth or fifth edition now?
It's fourth edition and of this particular publisher.
All right.
Yes, and it's a real perennial book. It's been around for a long, long time, which says a lot about the staying ability.
Absolutely.
You got
worksheets in here to help people to actually be able to. I mean, they can actually, folks. You can write in the book. It's got places for you to, or you can take the pages and make copies, right, Judy?
Well, we don't want to do copies.
No, I mean of the. You've got perforated of the.
The pages are already perforated and three hole punched.
That's what I meant.
So people can put them in ring binders, and there's pages for every single month.
Right. Exactly.
If you want to keep track of your spending, or if you want to plan out your budget, so it's very well organized. And since we are in this holiday season, if someone had the budget kit workbook, they would find that there was a gift giving worksheet in there, and a Christmas holiday expense worksheet, and a source of money for gifts and holiday expenses. I really try to visually help people see the situation. So first of all, get that list together, organize all that, think of all those miscellaneous
right.
gifts, and then think it through. All right, now you know how much that budget's going to be. Where will it come from? Will it come from your savings, from overtime, from a bonus check? Are you going to have to put some on your credit card? How much? And at least you're going into it consciously and with a plan.
And you know some, you know the author is thinking of you folks when they perforate their book so you can put it in a three-ring binder and use it during the year.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Give us your website, Judy.
Website is www.moneytracker.com.
Moneytracker.com. What's this CD in the back of the book? Tell us
now
about
the
that.
The CD in the back of the book is actually for an online budgeting service. It's not mine, but
right.
I'm affiliated with this company. So it just takes you there, and basically there's a way that you can online have all of your checking, all of your credit card, have everything just dovetail into this account, and you can do all of your budgeting there so that instead of just like the Quicken where you're just entering information in, what this does is helps you to start off with a total balance for each category, and then it subtracts every time you spend, so you know how much you have left in your grocery
right.
money, how much in your gasoline, et cetera.
Good for you. And that's part of the book, folks. It's bound in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out, the Budget Toolkit. And that's available wherever books are sold, right, Judy?
It's all bookstores, and it's also on my website at themoneytracker.com, yes.
All right. Now, any other thoughts on our attitude of giving that before we leave that?
Well, the only other thing, I always like to comment on the receiving part, because there are many people who like to give, and they're and then they are very uncomfortable about receiving. And I like to emphasize to people that it's very important to allow people to have the same feeling that you have, because sometimes it feels really good giving to others. And so it's important for you to be able to receive as well, so someone has that opportunity to have the same feeling of giving to you, even if you may not have something to give back to them. Let them give and be a gracious receiver and just say thank you and enjoy it.
Don't we need to learn how to receive things, even if we don't have something to give back? That's not easy for a lot. I mean, a lot of people, it almost diminishes to me. And again, this is the Scrooge coming out of me, I guess, Judy. But it almost diminishes something if I give you something just out of a pure, out of generosity, I give you
yes.
something.
Yes.
And if you turn around and say, oh, I've got to get him something, you reciprocate, it almost diminishes my gesture, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And that's because, I mean, that's part of that receiving thing. It's a gift to learn how to graciously receive and receive that intention of what
yep.
they were giving you. And again, it doesn't always have to be gifts. It can be if someone is generally giving you a gift, or they offer to help you, or they will offer to run errands or do some baking for you or help out. Don't resist and say you got to do it all yourself. Let someone give to you in whatever way they want to give, because it's very powerful
right.
to receive a gift that
and
way.
And we need to learn how to think about gifts as not having necessarily to be wrapped up in a bow, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes it's just our time.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. And time and actions and service are so important for some people who hate assembling any of these package things, whether they're furniture or toys or electronics. If someone were to just offer their time to put all those things together for you, that's one of the
right.
best gifts someone could have.
Or like if I came and mowed your yard, right, Judy?
Oh, yes. Those kinds of things are always appreciated.
Judy, we got 1 minute. I want you to come back before too long, and let's get us started with our 2005 budgeting tips for us. But give us a couple of quick ones, or at least one quick one before we go.
Well, one quick one, since we're rounding out the end of the year, is to make sure that we start out the new year with a total plan, an overview of all of your periodic expenses as well as the regular expenses, so that for your business as well as personal, so you have a good overview and can anticipate what's coming up, so that when you make decisions on your insurances or your expenses of whatever kind, you know they fit into the bigger picture instead of piecemealing your decisions.
Well said, Judy. Give us your website one more time.
Website is www.moneytracker.com, and I do have a free e-course, a free newsletter, and a lot of resources on my website.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We like free things, Judy.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Visit.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we're looking forward to a great 2005 with you.
Thank you, Jim, and you have a wonderful New Year as
you
well.
You too. We'll see you then. Judy Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's just me and you for the next half hour. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.